Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You may dial in toll-free to take control of the airwaves. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian in studio.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Please drop by there and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. They are totally free. A lot of those talk show hosts, they charge you for their websites. Ours, you can probably find more stuff for free than you would find behind the paywall of some of those other shows. So go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. You may reach us via Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And then, by the way, you do need to send a contact request first. It'll be approved. Once that's done, it'll be easy for you to call on Skype. Let's go to the Skype where we have Jeffrey in Philadelphia. Jeffrey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. So basically, I'm just calling and talking something that I was talking with Derek about over Facebook, which is what's the best way to communicate libertarian principles, not just with non-libertarians, but, you know, also further explore some principles we talk about, specifically, you know, non-aggression, things like that, to libertarians that might not fully understand them or might misapply them in certain situations.
I tend to think that there's lots of different ways to do it, but sure. What's your idea?
Well, I think that there's a lot of, you know, equivocation, unintentional usually, with different terms. You know, like self-ownership is a term that bothers me really specifically. You know, it's like a really vague term. You know, I don't understand why people don't say body ownership. It's like things like that, or state versus government. Using these terms interchangeably is a mistake that we kind of use from the get-go.
What do you think is the value of saying body ownership over self-ownership?
Well, I think when you say self-ownership, like, we have a lot of libertarians that might believe in intellectual property, which I don't think you can be a libertarian and accept intellectual property. And I think saying self can kind of lead to that idea that
there's
more.
You think that self leads to the idea of intellectual property, but body doesn't?
Yeah, I mean, when you say that you own your body, you're saying that you can only really own tangible things. When you say you can own yourself, I mean, what does the word self mean other than, you know, possibly intangible things like a soul or thoughts or labor?
Yeah, I see where
if there is a soul, I own it, and if there are thoughts, I own them.
I can see where he's coming from. The idea being that if you own your thoughts, then you could own your ideas. Therefore, you should own
intellectual
property.
Okay, let me counter it. I think that there's a counter to this. Libertarianism suffers from this sort of culty aspect where we have a lot of jargon. You know, like when you talk about the non-aggression principle, well, the average person doesn't know what the non-aggression principle is. And so when you talk about the non-aggression principle as though you know what the non-aggression principle is, then you're leaving people out and including and excluding. When you start using, you know, like self-ownership, it sounds more normal than body ownership. And whose body are we talking about? If I own my body, does that mean I can own other people's bodies? When you say body ownership, what does that mean? Like it has its own sort of, it sounds culty, and B, I don't think it's specific. Or I don't think that anybody, when you say self-ownership, I don't think anybody's going to confuse that with me owning you. They're only going to assume that you own you, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's implicit understandings in both. I mean, to say that, of course, there's an implicit understanding that body is referring to your only body when I say that, but you're also, when you say self...
I don't know that it implicitly describes that. I think that you want it to describe that, but I don't think that it means that to the other people.
Yeah, maybe not. And again, it's not so much as communicating with non-libertarians, people who don't have a firm grasping of these concepts. It's more about being able to, since we're such a younger movement, really, you know, as far as the intellectual community is concerned, you know, being able to have solid foundation and have ideas that are logically consistent and we apply correct definitions properly. And I think a lot of libertarians...
I think you live in a fantasy world if you think you're going to get a world where people apply definitions properly, whether you know, if you're talking about a liberty community or non-liberty community. The community is way too big to suggest that you're going to be able to control definitions.
I think that's what he was saying. I mean, didn't hear
that's
it.
That's kind of what he's saying.
Well, it sounds to me like Jeff is suggesting a focus on language, choosing precise language.
I believe it's important.
Yeah, that is obviously
why
important.
I don't call my. I mean, I don't like the term capitalist. I don't like the term anarchist. I think that these words are not really communicative of what it is that I would like to express to people. And
but
so
you're,
I don't use
you're doing that based on their use of language,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, I'm not
you're
trying not, to change their mind.
You're
about
not sticking your petard in the ground and saying, "I claim this word." Although I do that with certain words. I mean, I will. There's some words I'm willing to fight for, and other words I'm not willing to fight mm-hmm. for. But when we start saying that we need to, you know, let's change this one, change that one, at some point you're fighting a war on too many fronts, mm-hmm. and you'll never, you can't win that way. I say, let's grab a few words and really claim those, and then try to work our stuff in with other people as we understand their definitions of words while we speak to them.
I say words probably aren't as important as actions, so if you're trying to convince people about libertarian ideals, maybe just live them, and mm-hmm. that will... You know, that will attract people.
Bah, you need to have words.
You better than your language.
I like where Derek's coming from. I think more liberty-minded people need to live their ideas, but at the same time, they need to be able to communicate their ideas to people as well, because when somebody asks you, hey, why aren't you paying taxes this year? You know, then you can explain it to them with your words. But I absolutely agree, and that's something that liberty-minded folks really need to get their butts in gear and move to New Hampshire where they can actually put their ideals into action, because otherwise it just seems like a big online debate club pretty much everywhere else.
It's a lot like that.
Anything else you want to share with us tonight?
No, it's a complex topic, but, you know, we're starting the ball, which is important. So,
all right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come tonight, Uber's surge pricing. It's back in the news. We discussed it previously on Free Talk Live, the idea being that during busy times, the Uber car transport group, their drivers, they're able to charge what's called surge pricing, wherein, you know, it's busy. So you pay more. And apparently people are upset that they were doing surge pricing during apparently this hostage situation that was going on in, was it Sydney, Australia?
Yeah, that's right.
So Derek J. would like to talk about that. Also, you can bring up anything. But also across the pond, I've been teasing this one for days. So finally, let's jump into it here. From BuzzFeed.com, the story is about the UK pornography ban. Now, apparently y'all talked about this, was it 2 weeks ago, Mark, on Wednesday with Chris Cantwell? That's when it was. I wasn't here for that particular episode, but it's back in the news. This UK pornography ban, they've decided to prohibit the production of certain types of pornography in the United Kingdom. As my understanding, it is prohibited to produce and prohibited to sell to people in the United Kingdom. I can go through
the
list.
Do they have inspectors who come by to check porn sets to make sure that you're not doing certain types of porn?
It wouldn't surprise me. I know that out in LA, they...
Hello, I'm the inspector, just here to check things out.
They had, I think in all of LA, they have now made it so you have to wear condoms during porn production, and presumably they would need someone to inspect that sort
of
thing. So here's the story.
Mostly what that's going to do is drive people to other counties like Orange County,
correct.
That sort of thing, to create their porn. I do think that it's a good idea. Like, if you're going to produce porn, let's use some condoms here, people. But I wouldn't suggest legislating it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if condomized porn versus uncondomed porn sells better.
Oh, I suspect uncondomed porn. I suspect people prefer their porn without condoms.
I suspect so, which would be why there's a fairly high incidence of testing of people in the porn
as they
industry
should, sure.
To make sure that people are clean so they can have sex safely, at least, or as safely as
possible. I don't
believe
in tackle football either, so, you know, I'm just that kind of guy.
So here's what happened. Friday afternoon, this was this last Friday, dozens of protesters met outside Parliament to demand the repeal of the new regulations restricting the sale of pornography in the UK by sitting on each other's faces.
Oh, God.
And there's plenty of photos of this happening. The protest was organized by Charlotte Rose, former sex worker of the year and friend
there's
of...
There's a sex worker of the year, all right.
Yep, and friend of one of the MPs there in the UK. Beforehand, she pledged to break the record for the biggest face-sitting event of all time and hoped to have hundreds of people taking part. The new restrictions, which came into effect at the beginning of this month, banned certain extreme acts from being sold online by UK porn companies, including, I don't know how detailed we want to get in this, but let's just say bodily functions such as urination would be involved, spanking, caning, whipping, beyond a gentle level. are not allowed. Life-endangering activities such as strangulation and face-sitting, apparently that is categorized as life-endangering, cannot be carried out. Fisting, we won't tell you what that means in detail, but that's banned. 855 453. We'll come back with more here in moments on what's going on in the UK. You can take control as well.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand.
It's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing. To be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You may dial in toll-free here to bring up anything that you would like. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Still to come tonight, Uber's surge pricing is upsetting people yet again. It's not the first time it's been in the news. Derek Jay is going to give us what the latest is on that. Also, you're welcome to share your thoughts on anything that you'd like coming up.
Winters get cold here in New Hampshire, so I'm heading to Acapulco. That's Acapulco for Anarchopulco at the end of February. Jeff Berwick of the Dollar Vigilante. What's that, Ian?
I said, ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Sounds like fun.
He's decided that Acapulco is the new Liberty destination. And I would like to know, I want to see for myself, what's the value in this? So, obviously, he's going to be there. Jeff Berwick from the Dollar Vigilante. Angel Clark, of course, who's moved down there recently. But also, speakers include Roger Veer. He's going to be there. Cody Wilson, Nima V, Objectivist Girl, Luke Rudkowski, Dana Martin talking about unschooling, Ernie Hancock from Freedom's Phoenix, many more. So what more reason do you need to go down to Acapulco in February? It's going to be awesome. Hotels are reasonably priced. Tickets are less than $100 if you register by Christmas. So you got to get the early bird discount by registering by Christmas. There's going to be workshops all week, but the action really heats up on the weekend. So it's basically February the 27th through March the 1st, but there are workshops the days before that. I'm going to go a day early for the unschooling workshop, and I'll be there for the weekend. So go take a look at the schedule and see what works for you. It's anarchapulco.com. It's the new Liberty destination, anarchapulco.com.
That's A-N-A-R-C-H-A?
You can do both. He owns both domains.
Okay.
So you could do anarchopulco or anarchapulco.
Gotcha.
But basically, it'll come up on a Google search, too, if you attempt to find this, because I couldn't spell Acapulco when I started looking into this either, so I just typed some stuff in, and pretty soon it came up, and looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Anarchapulco.com.
UK had a very unique protest, and I like fun protests. I have to say this one sounds like it would have been a lot of fun to attend. The Sit On My Face protest happening outside of Parliament there. We'll get back into the details on what exactly is banned from the UK's porn collection now. You can't have certain things there. You can't buy them. I guess maybe they're not illegal to possess at this point, but you cannot purchase and you cannot produce certain types of pornography, and people were protesting that. We'll tell you some of the other creative things that were going on out there, and then, of course, your calls about anything. In fact, that's what we're doing right now. We've got on the line Matthew in Illinois calling from federal prison. You're on Free Talk Live, Matthew.
Howdy, fellas.
Hey there.
Hey, I just called in because I'm trying to avoid getting more neighbors in here, and I wanted to let people know that, you know, what the government can and can't do as far as entrapment goes. And they recently kind of articulated their doctrine. The government can initiate contact, suggest the crime, and provide the means to carry it out. And these things do not equal entrapment. The government has to do something else.
What's that? Because that sounds like, I mean, trying to entice somebody to do something illegal sounds for all the world like entrapment to me. But go ahead.
Right. Well, that's the thing, you know. I mean, this doesn't violate what's legal in your head. This goes to the heart of the way most of us Americans are raised. I mean, the government's allowed to initiate contact, suggest the crime, and provide the means to carry it out, and this is not entrapment. They must do something else for this to be entrapment.
So what's the other thing?
Oh, they have to induce you in some way with threats, the fear, friendship, guilt, psychological pressure, other than the three things that I just mentioned.
Friendship, huh?
So if they offer you money, then that would be entrapment?
No, they can offer you money. The only thing they can't do is offer you a tremendous amount of money. They can't say, well, if you go get me a pound of meth, I'll give you $1 million for it.
Okay.
But if they were to offer you a reasonable price, you know, say the $20,000 to $50,000 range, this would be just fine.
But if they threaten you, then you're doing it under, you could argue you're doing it under duress.
Exactly. But the case that this all hinges off of comes out of the Seventh Circuit, where basically a government agent met a guy in a bar and suggested that he go rob a they could also participate. Suggested they go rob a house that was holding cocaine and money, and provided the suggested the crime, provided the automobile and the guns to carry it out, and told them there would be cocaine, 15 kilos of cocaine, and hundreds of thousands of dollars in the house. And this was not entrapment.
Wow.
It's incredible.
It almost sounds like the government agents responsible for stopping crimes and preventing them are suggesting and causing them.
Right. They're picking, you know, vulnerable people. I mean, what I find most repugnant is they can initiate the contact to where they could just walk up to you and say, "Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark. You know, let's go. How about if we go rob a bank? I've got some guns and a car.
Call it from a federal prison.
You know, you guys are looking kind of down and out. Why don't we go do that?" And they can even drive you.
Incredible.
Yeah, I think from here on out, I'm just going to start asking people, so if I do this, are you going to be my friend? Because that's going to take care of it all, right? So it's the new, with the prostitutes, you got to show me your boobs, or you have to ask specifically, are you a cop? You know, that never works.
No, that's just a myth.
Yeah, that's a myth. But, yeah. You know, this one isn't. So are you going to be my friend is not a myth.
Now, is this a newer decision?
Only in legal land, by the way, can this, you know, do you have these weird conversations?
Now, right. Tell me, is this a newer decision, Matthew, or is it fairly old?
Well, no, it's come out in the last few days.
Oh, okay.
It was in the Bloomberg Criminal Law Reporter three or four days ago. I can't remember the exact date on the issue.
How are you getting news like this in federal prison?
Well, we have a computer system that has a bulletin board, and I want to be very clear with folks out there. We do not have the internet. We have a really weird form of email, and we have sort of an internal bulletin board system where we can keep track of our money.
Okay.
And it's a bulletin board system so the prisons can let us know about policies and events and so forth. And then there's we have MP3 players and we can buy music. But it's not like internet. It's censored.
Sure.
Censored music?
Yes. Oh, yeah. And they'll remove things. Like sometimes you'll buy something and then they'll find out there's naughty words in it later and then they'll remove it and it will suck it back off your player.
Oh, wow. They're really censoring naughty words from prisoners' MP3s.
Boy, I bet nobody there at Marion cusses.
Well, yeah, you know, and I mean, it's,
including the guards.
They would never.
Right. We don't hear these things.
So where's the news coming from? So on this bulletin board, there's like select news feeds that they'll let you
know? It's a single thing. It's called the Bloomberg Criminal Law Reporter.
Okay, that's all you got.
And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's some people that receive news by email.
There's, when I was in prison, what I would hear officers say is, "We want you guys to have cable." We didn't have cable. We had a closed circuit television system that was run over copper wires, so you could call it cable if you wanted to, but we didn't have cable. And these are the things that are said over and over. Is the officer's like, "I wish you guys had cable because,"
down.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, I had another officer say, "I wish they'd give you an ounce of weed every week."
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, why in the world wouldn't you do these things? Well, because you want to punish.
I've heard all those things before, and you know, the other thing I think people don't know is they charge us a 30% tax on everything they sell us to pay for all these TVs.
Wow. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you from the inside there. There's Matthew in federal prison. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE, and bring us anything you would like, 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you. And here at Free Talk Live, we appreciate good audio quality. And I can tell you that In Freedom's Cause, the new audio theater piece that is available to you, it's over 2 hours in runtime over at infreedomscause.com, is very well produced. The sound effects are excellent. The soundtrack, the actual score, is apparently originally produced, which I was impressed with.
Yeah, that's really impressive.
It sounds really nice, and the voice acting is also very good. It has name actors like Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd of Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia, as well as James Cosmo from Braveheart. And the story itself is that of William Wallace, who, you know, if you have seen Braveheart, you'll remember some of it. But more historically accurate, over at infreedomscause.com. There are a couple of characters who are fictional, but basically you're seeing the history through their eyes.
Yeah.
So, or hearing, I guess you're hearing history through their eyes.
It feels like you're seeing it. I mean, you certainly, it's brought to life for you.
Yeah, well, that's the fun of audio theater, is you don't have to watch anything. The theater's in your mind, and you get to use your imagination, which, of course, makes it great for kids. And this, I think, it would be a great gift for kids. In fact, you can get four copies of it, the family four-pack, for half price by using coupon code FTL over at infreedomscause.com. You can also get a study guide for it. It's a real crash course in the struggle for freedom. Go to infreedomscause.com. Use coupon code FTL to get, again, that family four-pack for half price. Infreedomscause.com. As we continue here, the story is out of BuzzFeed.com about the new restrictions that went into effect 2 weeks ago, beginning of December, on porn production in the United Kingdom. And they are prohibiting porn companies from filming and selling this kind of pornography. And they're calling it extreme porn, involving, you know, spanking, caning, and whipping that they say are not allowed beyond what they call a gentle level. Life-endangering activities such as strangulation or face-sitting cannot be carried out. No fisting allowed. Insertion of other large items also prohibited. Bound and gagged models may not be featured, as there needs to be a clear way in which the model could withdraw consent. So I guess the suggestion being because of the gag, they would not be able to say, hey, I don't want to do this anymore, and so therefore those scenes are also illegal, as well as golden showers. That's also banned according to these regulations. So there's been a face-sitting protest that has gone on because, you know, doing some of those other things in public probably is going to get you arrested, but you can sit on somebody's face without any real issue.
I always thought that was the strangest of the things that were banned. I mean, I thought, you know, I mean, caning, fisting, things like that. I'm like, whoa, that's pretty, you know, that's not stuff that I would consider sort of normal behavior. But cunnilingus I would consider to be sort of normal behavior. And that's, you know, in a position where the you know, female partner is on top. This is not abnormal.
No, it doesn't seem that abnormal.
You know, the whole Reverend Martin Niemöller thing, first they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist, so yeah. I said nothing, that kind of thing. Well, when you come for people, you should not come for the large group of people. So I'm just thinking that this is a pretty large group of people, right? Like,
well, either way, Mark, it's funny that you bring the Martin Niemöller quote up, because somebody made a variant on the famous poem from Pastor Martin Niemöller. It came out originally during World War II, and the variant here, and I think it's appropriate, first they came for the fister, and I did not speak out because I was not a fister. Then they came for the spanker, and I did not speak out because I was not a spanker. Then they came for the squirter, and I did not speak out because I was not a squirter. By the way, female ejaculation apparently has also been banned.
Also, wow, right,
on the
like
list.
You can't help that.
Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. And it's absolutely spot on. This, by the way, this rings similar to some of the things that have happened in the United States over the last several years, from as far back as the Bush administration, but also it went on during the Obama administration, which was the targeting of so-called extreme porn producers here in the U.S. They never outright banned the production, but what they did do was they found reasons to go after the producers, calling them extreme pornography, and some of the terms they used.
This word extreme is thrown around a lot, and I could understand some of these bannings. Like, I'm trying to put some logic behind it and say, well, the politicians are looking out for people's safety, right? They don't want this to be a model for behavior. They can't give their endorsement of these acts, right? As politicians, they have to say, we're a bunch of prudes, and we're going to keep things moderate here.
Why? We would never.
But a lack of a prohibition is not an endorsement.
Well, I understand that, okay. But these are politicians,
right.
And they're different.
So, right, but they want to make it sound like they're doing something.
They want to make it sound like they're protecting you and keeping you safe. So a lot of these have to do with safety. Not caning, I get that. That could be dangerous. Not spanking hard, that makes sense. They say light spanking is okay. So it's about protecting you. But what's really offensive here is that the one thing that seems to fall out of line is the squirting. That's just sexist. There's no justification for
absolutely
banning that.
You're right. They didn't ban male ejaculation. They banned female ejaculation. But all of that aside, though, Derek, I mean, the obvious point to rebut what you've pointed out there, I know you're not taking that position, but the obvious point about this safety thing is that all of the actors are consenting to it. So, you know, whoever it is that's in Spankers Part 6, you know, they consented to be in that that production knowing that they were going to be caned or whipped or whatever. And, you know, if they didn't know, they could certainly have said, whoa, when they pulled out the whip and said, all right, get on your hands and knees, the actor could have said, whoa, that wasn't in my contract. I am out of here. Because at every single point along that process of making that pornography, everyone is giving their consent. And the scary part is that now that these things have been made illegal, people who are making these things, because they're still going to be made, they're just right. going to have to be underground. And when you take pornography, just like with the drug world, you make drugs illegal, then drugs become more dangerous in a lot of ways. They can become, you know, impure. The sales on the streets are questionable. You don't know what you're getting. Well, in the same thing with pornography, when you put that underground, then you get questionable production, questionable producers, people who, you know, they don't have any reputation. They're just, they might even abduct some of the people who are being involved in it and then forcing people into these situations.
If it's above ground, if it's not prohibited, they can have contracts and they could be out in the open. They could be enforced by
courts. Contracts be enforced. That would be the important part.
You know, as bad as the courts are, at least there would be some recourse for people who have a contract violation. But when it's underground, when there's participating in acts that are prohibited, there's no way they can bring that to the cops.
That's the real fear for me, is that this prohibition will result in actual abuse, in, you know, actors signing on for a production without even knowing the company that they're dealing with, and then, you know, being whipped while they're tied up when maybe they only signed on to be spanked while they were tied up, and then, of course, having no way of, you know, taking that into any kind of justice system, you know, to sue whoever that person was. So I'm hoping that, you know, worst case, the productions will simply move to France or, you know, some other place rather than go underground. But they may very well go underground for, you know, means of convenience and all of that, which is very scary.
I sort of wonder about...
This is how you lead to snuff films, by the way. This is how you get to that point.
I would say that you're exactly right on that. But I'm just wondering, is the UK porn industry large? I would just think that, you know, maybe I'm obviously I'm American centric here in my life. I'm live
over here.
Well,
it's not going to be as large, I don't expect, as, you know, porn made in the United States, but there certainly is UK porn out there.
Obviously, there must be some.
People, I imagine, like to hear folks speaking in their own accent when they're watching pornography. I presume that there's some demand for that.
Yeah, I suppose there is.
So, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's a list, and I imagine it is a somewhat restricted list of some of the things that are being banned, because I know I had seen that the female ejaculation is banned, but it's not shown on this list here over at BuzzFeed.com. Essentially, it can't be legally sold in a sex shop with an R18 rating, or if it cannot be legally sold in a sex shop with an R18 rating, a film cannot be sold online in the United Kingdom to fans and creators.
Can you give it away? I think most of the stuff's given away.
Most porn's given away? What? I don't think so.
What is Pornhub?
I have no idea.
It's a site where they give away porn.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. Somebody's got to be making money off of this. They're paying their
actors. I don't know how they do it.
More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust? Who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from the producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Porn being criminalized in the United Kingdom. Not all porn. They've started with the extreme porn, which is, of course, what the pretty much the same tactics were here in the United States. Here in the U.S., they haven't banned outright the production of these things. However, they have targeted the individual producers of some of this. The more noteworthy one was a man calling himself Max Hardcore as his stage name. He produced some pretty disgusting, despicable stuff. And the government went after him. They charged him with obscenity violations, and they put him in prison. And he's not the only one. And, of course, because he's sort of on the periphery of porn production, not many people stood up for him. And he went down. And it was really sad. And as I said, he's not the only person who's been targeted. Now in the UK, they're going after all porn production that has certain types of content that some people might consider more extreme, and it's the same tactic. Let's go with go after the outliers. Take out the little guys who don't have as much in, you know, fans, as far as, you know, they're not making as much money. They won't be able to as easily hire an attorney to defend themselves, and it's the same old process going on yet again, except they've gone so far there as to actually ban the production of these things and to ban the sale of them. And that has resulted in an outpouring of support physically of people protesting out in front of Parliament. We'll continue the story here in a moment.
There's more than one way to do your holiday shopping this season, so don't get your tinsel in a tangle. You can, if you're somebody on your list has taste buds, I think Sherry's Berries is a pretty safe bet.
Mm-hmm.
These berries are dipped in dark chocolate, white chocolate, milk chocolate. I'm not even that big of a white chocolate fan, but I think the white chocolate berries are my favorite. I just want to give some idea that these are among the best things I've ever put in my mouth. When you go to the grocery store, you can never be sort of sure whether a berry is going to be good or not. You get a box of them, and half of them are great, and half of them are sour. Nothing like this ever happens. These are premium berries. They're beautiful, decorative, delicious. The one thing that I'd warn you is double your order. You're going to get an opportunity to do that.
For $10 more.
Yeah, for $10 more, it's $19.99, and you can double it for $10 more. Do that. Trust me, you're going to wish you had once this box shows up. Because if you're going to be in the vicinity of these, a normal person's going to want to consume. I think I ate 5 in a sitting and kind of felt bad about
it. That's the only disappointment with Sherry's Berries is when you run out. And so doubling the order will help put that off.
Yeah, put it off. Berries.com, that's BERRIES.com. You can also call 866-FRUIT-02. That's 866-FRUIT-02. When you go to the website, berries.com, click on the microphone. It's on the in the upper right-hand corner, and then type in FTL. That's how you're going to get the special savings that they have for us. So go do it. You've got to it's coming this week. There's only one way to get it. You get this amazing $19.99 from Sherry's Berries, and that's to go to berries.com and, click FTL. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use FTL. Or you can call 866-FRUIT-02. It's a perfect gift without all the hassle.
Will they ask when you call how you found out about them?
Yeah, they'll ask you if there's a code, and you can use FTL in that circumstance. So it's really great. I recommend it.
Yeah, me too. I love the Sherry's Berries. So again, berries.com. Click the top right microphone. Type in FTL to get the deals. Continuing here with the story from BuzzFeed.com. It's mostly pictures, and some of them are pretty entertaining. Some very creative porn fans have come out to show their support for the support for the producers who are now prohibited from producing certain types of pornography. They have some very creative signs like this one. You're in for a shock if you expect us to stop. There's another one here with a picture of one of the British MPs, I guess, one of these British characters that wants to ban pornography, and shows his face, says, can't make his wife squirt, bans it in porn. Going on here. And so then, without warning, the face sitting began just yards away from the Parliament building. Pictures of that are taking place. Now, people are fully clothed in this particular situation. I imagine, they didn't want to risk arrest for actually performing the sex act, but they were certainly simulating it. One man wore a snorkel before being sat on in an attempt to mock the supposedly life-threatening danger posed by face sitting, which is the alleged reason why face sitting was one of the things that has been banned. Porn in the UK.
It seems really silly to me.
One man.
Really? I mean, how many people have accidentally died from cunnilingus?
What? I'd like to see those statistics.
It has to happen, right? But
yeah, I doubt that.
Suffocated? No.
Anyway, one man started a chant while being sat on.
I thought he liked it.
What do we want? Face sitting. When do we want it? Now! James is on the line. He's in St. George. Into KZNU. Hello, James.
Hi.
Hey there. You're on the air.
Great. So I'm enjoying this kind of intelligent discussion about this issue. Porn is such a controversial issue, and I enjoy the logical perspectives being shared. I just want to add one other perspective, because it seems that all the views that you're sharing so far are based on the assumption that porn only affects those who are making it or viewing it, purchasing it and viewing it, or consuming it however they consume it. And
are you suggesting it affects someone else other than the people who watch it?
It sounds like he is. Let's
I want to hear more.
Okay. The role of government is to mitigate rights and to ensure that everyone has as many rights as possible, that we step on each other's toes as little as possible. Well, for example, I believe that porn contributes to the sexualization of society in general. And does that affect me? Yeah. Even if I don't view porn, when my wife is in public and she needs to nurse our baby, now all of a sudden my wife's breast is a sexual thing because that's how we've been conditioned to think about it.
And but there was less porn when I was growing up, and I can assure you that if a woman, and this was in, you know, the 70s and 80s, and I can assure you back then people didn't generally nurse out in public, but I would have considered that a very interesting thing to look at as a young man. So I don't know whether porn is causing the sexualization of nursing as much as people are sexual creatures, and, you know, parts are interesting.
Well, people are horny, man. That's what they do.
And, you know,
go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
People certainly are sexual creatures, but, and, you know, we were still on the tail ends of Victorianism, which dealt with sex through repressing it, and that's not a great way of dealing with it either. But the point is that the way people view each other generally in society is shaped by things like how we spend our free time and how we spend our money and what we use.
It's true. I would agree with you on that, yeah.
So the idea that pornography only affects those who consume it is off. And also there are, you know, countless studies that have to do with some of the behavioral changes to people who get, like, deeply addicted to it. And in my neighborhood, if my children are out playing and, you know, suppose there's somebody, a neighbor next to me. If I get to choose, do I want to have a porn addict neighbor or not? I choose not. And so the idea.
Hold
that,
on. So I don't know what you, I get where you're coming from, but we talk about prohibitions we talk about prohibitions here on Free Talk Live all the time. Prohibitions are a common subject for us to talk about. And generally the results of prohibiting something are quite bad, like really, really bad stuff. And so I guess what, okay, you don't like porn. I got it. What do you want to do about it? Because you talked about the role of government, and that's, to me, the results of the war on porn is going to be far worse, and the casualties are going to be far higher than they are today with where you can, you know, pretty much find porn you want. I'm not saying there's no consequences to porn. I concur with you. There are consequences. I get it. But the consequences for the war on porn are going to be far worse.
Yes, I do think I agree with you that, and I agree with that general libertarian perspective that when you prohibit something, you cause indirect and often negative consequences. But I also think that you're making the assumption that it's either government is banning something or government is not. I don't think that's how the debate should be framed. It's which level of government, because when the federal government does something, that causes certain implications. But when a local government does something, it can do it in a more narrowly tailored way.
I'd like to hear what you are going to propose here in a moment, if you don't mind. Hang on. We'll bring you back, James, after the news. More with James, hopefully, because I'd like to hear his vision for what he's talking about. What does he want a local government to do about porn? It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.